As the story of the COVID vaccine in the Northwest changes from scarcity to surplus, one Western Washington community is in a unique position to extend a helping hand across the border. Point Roberts, USA is attached to British Columbia and doesn't connect by land to the rest of Washington. Shots are scarcer in Canada, so Point Roberts officials want to offer surplus vaccines to our northern neighbors. But as correspondent Tom Bonsi explains, bureaucratic hurdles stand in the way.
The fire chief of Point Roberts envisions a drive-through vaccination clinic at an empty parking lot along the northern border.
And we're basically 100 to 200 yards away from the border, which would be the location that we're looking at vaccinating people.
This is Chief Christopher Carlton. He says the geographical isolation of Point Roberts makes it an ideal place to safely welcome Canadians and Americans living abroad. The U.S. territory is surrounded on three sides by water. The single road in and out connects to the Vancouver, B.C. suburbs.
It shouldn't be about the geopolitical lines that are drawn on a map. It should be about saving lives.
Carlton says the idea for a cross-border vax clinic came to him in the past month after demand from local residents waned.
Any type of surplus when it comes to vaccines should be utilized to help all people in this world, not just those living in our specific communities. I don't want to see vaccine go to waste.
There are a number of hitches to overcome. Little Point Roberts would need a bigger vaccine supply. So far, the county health department is cool to the idea. Also, the U.S. and Canadian federal governments would need to relax pandemic border crossing restrictions, especially Canada's strict 14-day quarantine requirement for people returning from the U.S. Carlton takes hope from the fact that he's not the only one pursuing the idea of international vaccine sharing. Alaska's governor recently extended an invitation to people in British Columbia and the Yukon to come visit and get a shot. North Dakota is giving shots to Canadian truckers when they cross over from Manitoba. Brian Calder serves as president of the Point Roberts Chamber of Commerce. He endorses the cross-border vaccination idea and even favors expanding it, for example, by encouraging Canadian second home owners to take a vaccine vacation while they're here.
My argument, I would even say if you come from Australia or India or wherever, come here and get the vaccination. We don't want you here without the vaccination, and we're prepared to give it to you. What's wrong with that?
Washington State Secretary of Health Dr. Umeer Shah spoke last week with his British Columbia counterpart. Shah says he's open to helping Canada if asked.
We did talk about COVID vaccines, and the good news is that what she shared is that they're actually getting more supply now, and so there was not a formal request at all. In fact, she felt that now the supply was at least to the point where she was comfortable with where they were.
This week, British Columbia's health ministry reports 56% of adults in the province have gotten their first shot of COVID vaccine. That's just a few percentage points behind Oregon and Washington State. The big difference is in the availability of second doses. Fewer than 4% of British Columbians are fully vaccinated. The province is prioritizing its vaccine supply for first doses at the expense of delaying second doses by up to 4 months. The Washington State Department of Health recently changed its residency guidelines so that now people from anywhere in the world who can get into the U.S. can seek a COVID vaccine locally. Assistant Health Secretary Michelle Roberts says she knows some Canadians are already getting their shots in border communities. I'm Tom Bonsi in Point Roberts, Washington.